Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. Now, last time we got together, we studied the epistle to the church at Ephesus. And just by way of review, there is a pattern to each of these letters. There's a salutation, and in that salutation, there's always a reference to something that we read in chapter 1. It's a characteristic of the risen and glorified Lord, and we'll see that here. The one thing that we're going to see that's lacking here is a complaint or a condemnation. This is one of the two churches, the church at Smyrna, which we're going to look at tonight, that which nothing is recorded against them at all. It's all commendation. And so, in the others, there's a warning that they should repent, and then there's a promise to the overcomers. And so we'll see that same pattern here, except that there won't be any complaint. So in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 8, we begin the letter to the church that is at Smyrna. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. So, let's take the salutation first, which brings us back up to verse number 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. So, in the salutation here, we find that it's the church at Smyrna, and the word Smyrna is derived from myrrh. And, of course, myrrh was a aromatic gum that was used chiefly for the embalming of bodies. Our Lord Jesus was actually anointed with myrrh and aloes. And it was also used as a drug that was used to dull the senses. And that's why when they offered Jesus the mingled with myrrh, he wouldn't receive that on the cross, because he was going to drink every drop of suffering that would have been due us. So, it's Smyrna, and we're going to see that this is a persecuted church. And so, in verse number 8 once again, unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. And so this is the reference right back to the risen and glorified Lord. And if you back up to chapter 1 and verse number 18, you see that he tells John, when he falls at his feet is dead, he says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forever.